This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Charged now with fraud under Sharia law, Miriam Ibrahim and her family continue to languish in the Sudan. 2 weeks ago, it was news she'd be released. That was wrong. She was released. That came slowly. Then she and her family were detained. Then they were released, but now, before they could board a plane in what sounds eerily like the earlier apostasy charges, Dr. Ibrahim is now charged with fraud for using the Christian name she had used most of her life. The U.S. State Department, however, seems to be now fully engaged. A Nike ad for the World Cup of Soccer not only celebrates the wonder of competition, but makes a strong slam against cloning. The ad, linked at lifenews.com, shows how perfect clones competing against perfect clones would eliminate sports. The assessment is merely the first of many such conclusions. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-4ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4, ME. In other headlines, the National Right to Life Convention kicks off this week in Louisville, Kentucky. The annual gathering of pro-life grassroots activists is expected to be 3 days of inspiring education, focusing on the real war on women. And a vote takes place this week in the New Jersey Assembly to legalize assisted suicide. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.